No trouble in the huddle, so invite your friends in. And that's exactly what we did today. Hello, everybody. I am Agent, your host. This intro sounds a little more professional than we're used to. But should be a good space today. We got Unstoppable Domains, first order of business. Before Pee-Pee cuts me off, he can't handle when I have full host privilege. See, he can't contain himself. Can't contain himself. Bottom right-hand corner, purple button. All we need from you is a quote retweet with the words, come chill. Maybe you get entered for something. Maybe you don't. It's all you ask for. That's all we ask for. Pee-Pee, how you doing? Let's get our other speakers up here.
I'm doing good, man. It's good to hear from you. I know Burko was out in Paris at our NFT Paris event. I saw Sandy was out there. It looked like you guys had a lot of fun. I'm super jealous. But yeah, we'll get into that and just, you know, I'm excited to be here. Whenever Unstoppable Domains came out and said, we want to do dot pudgy. Like I was stoked because I've rocked a dot ETH for a long time and I'm a Penguin Maxi. So having a dot pudgy in my name just made me smile from ear to ear. I can't wait to hear more about it, but yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it should be a good one. And we got three people up on stage with us, Sandy, Lisa, and who's that behind the Unstoppable account? Are they going to be speaking or are they just here for the follow farming? Which we're not opposed to, by the way.
Just here listening in, but this is Adrian. I help with the comms and support at Unstoppable.
Awesome, Adrian. We're happy to have you. Sandy, how you doing?
Hello, hello, hello. I'm doing great. Just missing Paris. Burko did an amazing job at the event. Did you guys check out those pictures and all that swag? And oh man, it was an outstanding event. Probably the best that I had experienced there.
Sandy, I got a question for you. Was this your first Pudgy event?
It was my first Pudgy event. Yes.
So one thing I always love about these is It's a fun party, of course, but the networking that you're able to do and just meeting people in the space left and right, it's pretty crazy the amount of people who have penguins and come to these things.
You are absolutely right. And I met the, I don't know what they're, but the jackets that you guys airdropped them to the big influencers. Those were really cool. A couple of times, though, I have to say, I'm 5'8", but those guys wearing the jackets were almost as tall as Luca. And one time I was surrounded by a huddle of all those guys with those jackets on. And a woman came over to me and she said, are you okay? You look like you're surrounded by a gang. I said, yes, I'm surrounded by a gang of penguins.
That's amazing. And no, the jackets look good. And it is funny awesome. When Luca wears it because it really stands out. He's like a billboard for the jackets, really.
How tall is he? Is he like 6'5"?
He's like 19 feet tall, I think. I think he's like 6'7".
Every time he speaks on Spaces, he grows an inch.
You should see his thumb.
Oh, his thumb. Moose. Dude, love having Moose up on stage. Moose, how you doing, bro?
I mentioned I haven't been here in a while, but I got to hear Unstoppable Domains. I got to hear more about this and more about what happened in Paris.
Sandy, I got a question for you. We'll jump right into it. Why Pudgy Penguins?
Oh my gosh, that's such an easy one because, you know, who is a more blue chip NFT collection, but more than just a NFT collection. I mean, you guys are like a rockin' brand. I'm so proud of what Pudgy Penguins are doing just to help the industry as a whole and to set the bar really high. I think you guys are really and truly the first Web3, what I would call truly an air quotes brand that's out there. And as I started, I actually started the discussion with Luca, and then I got introduced to Lorenzo. I don't know if Lorenzo was on tonight, but he is pretty amazing. And he and I started talking about doing this back in September, you know, kind of planning it out. We did a little test case first, and it went really well. And so we decided to launch together. You know, I know you guys are all about the emotional connection too with the Pudgies. My two daughters love their plushies. They sleep with them every single night. And so we wanted to be part of that as well and to help add more value to your community. And how about you guys? What did you guys think about being part of the Dot Pudgy movement?
I mean, you see my username. I already changed. Like, as soon as I got the .pudgy domain, I immediately changed my name to pp.pudgy because I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
I just changed my profile picture back from a little pudgy, and I'm worried if I keep changing my name and stuff, I'm gonna get caught up in.
So one thing I will say is changing your name is less of a downtime than it is changing your profile picture, because it, like, normally when you change your PFP, it's like 3 or 4 weeks, but when I changed my name to this, it took maybe a day and a half.
Yeah, I have another little pudgy. I wanted my profile picture to be, and but when I did it, it warned me that it was going to take a long time, so I just left the one I had. Kind of crazy. Agent, you were going to say something. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no. We've been remiss. We have Lisa up on stage as well. Lisa, I don't know if you want to introduce yourself, your role at Unstoppable Domains.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, everyone. Lisa Wojtasik here. I lead up our marketing and comms team at Unstoppable. So, really worked hard to get this announcement. Super exciting out the door. And we've got a couple of other additional exciting things happening that I think we'll talk about a little bit later. Nice to meet everyone.
Nice to meet you, too.
Lisa, you know, Burko is magic. Lisa is magic, too, with that marketing and comms as well. So, I salute both of them. They both do an amazing job.
Well, speaking of Paris, we also have our good buddy Adam here, who was at Paris. Woo-hoo! Adam, Sandy and Burko were telling us about how much fun they had at Paris. I know you had a blast as well.
Yeah, rub some salt in the wound, Adam. Tell me how great it was, the delicious food, the great people, wonderful conversation. Really let me be there because I wasn't.
Well, it was nice. I got to the end. I showed up to the conference late on, I think, Friday, which was when Sandy was talking right before Luca was talking on stage. So I got to listen to the latter half of Sandy's panel, and I got to listen to Luca's panel, which was really cool. It was actually cool because on the back of the stage at the end of Luca's panel and all during Sandy's, there was a QR code on the back. I don't know if you can hear me, by the way. I'm in my car. I'm blasting AC. It's super hot, so my bad. But there was a QR code on the back of behind the panel. And at the end of Luca's panel, he said, we have these unstoppable domains, everything. And then you saw, 60 people in the audience pull out their phones to scan the QR code. So it was really cool to watch.
Now, I've been seeing a lot of chatter on the timeline from penguins and non-penguins alike who are wanting to claim the .pudgy names. For someone who is in the dark about what Unstoppable Domains does and what it's used for, Sandy, can you kind of go into why these are really cool and what people can do with them?
Yeah, so an unstoppable domain is really your digital identity. So just like you have a physical identity, a set of cards that represent you, this is your digital persona of who you are. And so what's really cool about it is not only can you use sandy.pudgy to transact with crypto, you can use it for your email. You can use it to showcase causes that you support, maybe it's sustainability, for example, or women in tech that's coming up here with International Women's Day. You can use it to message. You can message all 4 million domain holders of a unstoppable domain. You can message them encrypted. And in fact, we've got the badge. If you have a .pudgy that you can actually huddle in your own little encrypted chat room and talk to everybody in there. So there's so many, I think, use cases for the digital identity. And I think it has a lot of power, especially now that, you've got your own .pudgy. Specifically for this community.
I love that. When you say you could email with it, could you walk me through that? Because that interests me a lot.
Yeah, so you can go into your, so first of all, you set up a profile. When you get your domain, you can go to unstoppable.com and you manage your profile. And your profile management, I like to say, it's almost like a LinkedIn for Web3, except everything is validated and trust verified with the blockchain. And so what you are able to do is go in there and you can set up your email. It becomes ud.me, you know, sandy.pudgy, for example. And now you can email people in an encrypted fashion. You can link that back to, for example, your Outlook mail or your Google mail or whatever mail you happen to use so that it still comes in. So you're really almost like doxxed when you're sending email. No one really knows where that email is coming from. So I think it's a really cool way to communicate and to really make sure that you've got that encryption there, since, you know, we've had so many issues where people have been violated or you know, have security broken. It really helps in that regard as well.
I love that. So you can stay like undoxed and use that domain to like basically forward to your personal email.
That's right.
Love
and it. I'm wow. Going to post up my profile, my Unstoppable profile here, so you can see it. Most people, when they see it, they're like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. We did a couple of videos to, you know, to help anybody who is not familiar with it to get it set up. And I think it's really probably one of the most powerful things about your digital identity, because it enables you to showcase what's, you know, what's most important to you. So I love the profile.
You can kind of use these kind of like your link tree as well, right? Like mm-hmm. if you have like a bunch of profiles and you want to keep them in the same place, like you can direct people to your .pudgy account. Is that right?
That's right. So you can have an avatar, like that avatar at the top, which is linked to a metaverse. So for example, I have an avatar up there that's linked to Metropolis. You can have one that's linked to Ready Player Me. It shows all of your transactions and your portfolio. It actually even shows, one of the things I really love is it shows your safety score. So it's kind of like a reputation score of your wallet. I don't know if any of you guys have ever been rugged, but unfortunately I have. And this now really helps me to protect what I have in my wallets, which for me, you know, I want to protect my pudgies. And it really helps as you're looking at it to showcase your score to others too, so they know they can trust you. So I just posted it up there at the top. I have it pinned at the top of my profile page. So you guys can take a look at that too and set up your own, like, you know, sandy.pudgy. You can set up, do you have agent.pudgy and pp.pudgy? You can have all of those up there. And I see Kate here, kate.pudgy, burko.pudgy. Hopefully Gigi has hers too. I see her in the crowd. I think it's really a cool way to really set up what you want to stand for in the Web3verse.
So one thing, you know, I think the news was dropped, I think, a day or two before the Paris event. How has the reception been? Because you got to talk to a lot of the community. How's the reception been for Pudgy Penguins, from Pudgy Penguins, and then like Unstoppable Domain fans as well?
Well, I would have to say it has been overwhelmingly positive. We dropped the news on Friday, which was the first day of NFT Paris. Luke and I spoke on Saturday, and we were just overwhelmed. We had numerous people claim their .pudgy, but my favorite part was on Friday alone, we have 94 million impressions. Now, I've been a CMO in my past days. 94 million impressions in one day is a freaking lot of impressions. We got that obviously from tons of pre-briefs we did with Lorenzo, and then some great interviews we did with Luca. And then you guys did a great job, Burko and Adrian on Twitter. I mean, the news spread like wildfire. And I don't think that happens with anybody. It only happens with a blue chip, you know, brand like yours for sure.
So it's so funny that you bring that up, because we kind of saw something similar this past week with the Walmart announcement. Like whenever Walmart actually does, like that's their second time tweeting about Pudgy Penguins. And the only other time they've had anywhere close to the amount of engagement that they had from tweeting about Pudgy Penguins was them tweeting about a Taylor Swift album. And the Pudgy announcement probably was like 4x the amount of engagement that they got from that, which is really crazy to see and really shows you not only the power of Penguins, but the power of like the excitement behind Web3 and the community that's going to really push that content.
Bro. Yeah, just to Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You know, sidebar, not to detract from the conversation, but it still kind of smacks me across the face when people refer to Pudgy Penguins as blue chips, because I have PTSD from like the end of 2021 and 2022. I'm sorry. I don't mean to derail the conversation, but it's an odd feeling still.
Especially Sandy, like back, like we're such OGs. People didn't refer to us as blue chip back in the day. So it is kind of we're like, whoa, what? Really? We're blue chip, but we're Penguins. We get it.
Yeah, of course you're blue chip. I mean, you guys have such a great emotional connection in both the Web 2 space and the Web 3 space. I mean, who else really has that? There are other, you know, great collections out there, but a lot of them really only appeal to Web 3, which is great. There's nothing wrong with that. But you guys have really crossed the chasm and brought in, you know, both people from Web 2 and Web 3. I would also say across the ages too, like from my two daughters all the way up. I had one pudgy who reached out to me, who DM'd me. He said he got his dot pudgy and he told me that he was almost 90 years old. Now, I don't know if it's true or not, but I was like, wow. So that's from like really young to really old. And I think that's really cool that it goes across such an expansive, diverse audience. I'm really big into diversity and I just see the diversity here. And I think that's makes it even more powerful.
I love that. And Moose, I see your hand up. I know your arm's getting tired. I do have a question for Gigi though. Gigi, what does it feel like to have a photo of yourself go viral with Luca and like, I think four other people and WAP? Like I've been laughing. Anytime someone posts that picture, I just laugh.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, it doesn't get better than seeing someone just put WAP's face on every girl.
My first laugh moment was when they cut WAP out of the picture. That's great. Brought me so much joy.
Hold up. I missed this. You got to pin that. Top.
Oh, I got it. Dude, it was all over the place the other day. But
well, they literally just cut WAP out. I always knew she had it in her. Okay, you guys are acting
I'll find it and pin it. Moose, what's up, man?
By the way, Sandy, when you said you know, someone that's 90 years old, that's Pee Pee for you.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I didn't know that. Pee Pee. Wow.
Nah, I'm 89. I'm not 90. Gigi with the burn.
Are you still in Paris, Gigi?
I just got back to Miami today, and I really wanted to make it to Denver, but I'm going to have FOMO with the Pudgy Penguins event from here because I barely have voice left.
Yeah, the Parisian airdrop. You get sick?
What's up, Moose?
I heard Luca got sick.
Yeah, he did.
I heard he shook 200 people's hand in lines.
I have to tell you that was in the cold,
and then he went back for seconds.
So impressive. There was a huge line when we arrived, and I saw this big tall dude standing out there, and I was like, oh, that must be some sort of like bodyguard or security. And I looked and it was Luca. And I just thought, wow, what a tremendous positive impact that would have, that the CEO would be standing out there shaking everybody's hands, taking hundreds of pictures. I just thought that was probably one of the best, you know, servant leadership motions that I had ever seen. So hats off to Luca for doing that. I know he ended up getting sick, but he will be rewarded in the end for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, he doesn't care though. Like he's very selfless. So whenever we have these events, you'll see him like a lot of times he doesn't get into the actual event until maybe like a 30 minutes or 45 minutes after it started, because he's always making sure, you know, people are taken care of in line. And I think his backstory being a community member first and this being like his first NFT he fell in love with is it's like one of the coolest parts about him being the CEO now.
Yeah, I just thought that was pretty amazing. For
Moose,
sure.
You got your hand up. I keep calling on you.
Yeah. I keep trying to get in. I wanted to say I'm not going by Moose anymore, and I'm publicly making an announcement.
Wow, that's a great take, Moose.
Yeah, I'm publicly making an announcement that I'm going by Moose.Pudgy. So
good for you, bro.
Ooh, I love
anything,
it.
Just call me Moose.Pudgy, want to DM, want to talk. Otherwise, I won't be answering.
Moose, I'm so proud of you. I'm here for support.
Did somebody hear that? Anybody hear
it? No, I heard it. I don't think Gigi hears you, though. I think.
No, I'm blind. I can't hear him. So I just turned captions on.
Awesome.
Don't worry. It'll hit your timeline. Don't worry. You'll hear about it soon enough. Moose.Pudgy.
So, Sandy, I got a question for you. I know on the unstoppledomains.me, like the UD.me profile display, I know, isn't there a way Pudgy, like dot Pudgy holders can earn like different points and stuff and on that? How's that work?
Yeah. So there's a whole set of badges that we have that are available for Pudgy members. Now, let me first talk about the value of the badge, because I think the badges are really super cool. And, you know, what the badges mean is that that forms like a little subgroup or community or a tribe. And in that little tribe, one of the things that is really cool is that you can now message each other in an encrypted fashion. You can do a group chat. Luca could come in and message you guys, or Lorenzo could come in and message you guys that are part of the badge holders. So if you take a look at some of the badges that you can earn, the first one is a penguin participant, which means that you hold at least one .pudgy domain, because many people are getting more than one. There is a polar patron, which means you have at least 5 .pudgy domains. There is an icicle icon, that means you have 10 .pudgy domains. And then the penguin pinnacle, if you have 50, the Arctic Authority, if you have 100, and then Penguin Prestige, if you have over 500 different domains. So that's kind of the first set of .pudgy badges. You can collect those as you go. The next set is we decided to do an ambassador program. And this was really for those who are big time influencers in the space. You can register to become an ambassador, and then you get the Arctic Ambassador badge. And that will be another set of holders. We'll do, you know, different community things for that group as well. And then finally, last but not least, we took a page out of the Pudgy book. We love the Pudgy stories. And so, you know, I am my Pudgy is me. And so we're also doing dot Pudgy stories as well. We want to hear from you and what that dot Pudgy means. Moose, I think you could actually win if you post your story for sure. Wow. And if you share that story and you post it up there, you have a chance to win some really rare digital identities. So usually the one characters are worth a lot of money, and they have a lot of sentimental value too. And so if you look at, you know, what you can win, you could post your story and win something there as well.
So one of the things I love about Unstoppable Domains is these are like lifetime things, right? As long as you buy it, it's yours, correct?
That's right. You own it, and nobody else owns it, but you own it. You don't have to subscribe to it. You don't have to re-up after, you know, a year.
Yeah.
This is truly yours.
So I love my ENS, but that's the one downside is you always have to like make sure you're on top of that renewing stuff. So that's a huge plus. And so one thing I would love to do, Sandy, I don't know if you've talked to Burke about this, but one of the coolest things about the huddle is we have the Discord where we'll do like these like inner sessions. We're basically like learning sessions. I used to do like meme school where I would teach people how to like make memes and like do video editing and stuff. I would love to have someone from Unstoppable Domains, like let's set up a session and have everybody just like whoever wants to join in and learn more about how they can use their .pudgy. Would love to set up a session next week or two just so people can like get the most out of it.
I love that. We did have 3 videos that we did produce from my amazing team. Andy Wilkinson did one. He leads my community team for me. Mike Standing is part of the community team. He did one. And Matt Gold, who is our CEO and founder, also a multiple Pudgy holder, did one as well. So we have those videos, but we would love to come back. Just tell us when or where. We posted those, I think, in Discord.
Yeah.
In Discord, but we'd be happy to come back, and I'd be happy to walk anybody through, you know, how to make the most of your journey with us as well.
Because for sure, I think our guys would get a ton out of it. And I'll talk to Burka, the keeper of the calendar, and see when a good time would be for you guys.
Okay, that would be awesome. And I just posted your Joey Moose. I just posted that from here on out, you'll only be called moose.pudgy. So now it's written down as well.
Thank you. And I just wish you referred to me as moose.pudgy at first. But yes, I appreciate that.
You got it. You always have my respect as moose.pudgy.
Thank you.
Do you guys mind, though, if Lisa adds in a little bit on, you know, our storytelling program? Lisa, do you want to chat a little bit about that?
Cool. Yeah. Hey, so Sandy gave you a little bit of an overview. So, you know, essentially, we want you guys to be as creative as you can be. Tell us that story. You know, again, your .pudgy is your name, your identity for Web3. So we want to know what that means to you. So we're asking that you post using the hashtag PudgyUDStories. And we're going to be looking across channels. Obviously, we're all on, you know, X right now, but Instagram, Facebook, and Discord also work. So post it there. It can be videos. It can be blogs. It could be any images. We're going to run this for 3 months. So every month, what we're going to do at the end of the month is we're going to shortlist some of the stories that got the most engagement, that excited us the most. And those will be posted on our website. And then we'll open it up for a community vote to determine who is the winner of one of those super rare .pudgy domains that Sandy referenced. And we'll do this for 3 months and more to come after that. So we'd love for you guys to join in now or next month or the following month after that.
And let me just give you some value here. You know, for a digital identity, the shorter, the more valuable. So if you look at, you know, let's say a.pudgy, which will be one of the domains we give away for the best story, you know, its value is about $6,600. So you can earn some money or earn some value there too, if you're interested in posting some of those great stories that you have as well.
Hold up. PP has pp.pudgy. I think does. I should get a.pudgy. Don't you think?
You could do it. You could post a great story and you could win that, right, Lisa? Don't you think? He could do it.
Yeah. I mean, you're in the running.
All right.
But I think
I'm writing.
Is that
no,
what
I'm opening ChatGPT right now. You're not talking me off this ledge, Dan.
it's happening.
This is going to knock your socks off. Okay.
Good. Because Moose right now is in the lead. I voted for Moose, so Moose is in the lead. Moose,
that's
Moose,
insider trading. Or
I'm
Moose,
going to vote for Moose, too. I'm just
Moose
being honest.
Moose.pudgy.
Moose.pudgy.
The COO is on here chanting for Moose.pudgy. You think I have a chance of winning that? I am closing ChatGPT right now.
You still have a shot.
I do have a question. I brought up one of our long-time huddle members. As you can see, he goes by brainfart.eth. Great guy. He has an emoji in his ENS. Do you guys accept emojis and .pudgies?
We don't. No emojis. We felt like it was a little bit too hard to get everything right with emojis, so we don't do emojis.
Okay, good to know. Brainfart, yep. It means you can just write it out, brainfart.eth.
Yeah, so basically, I just have like a pool which I like pinned up. So if people can help me decide, I can either do fart.pudgy or I can do brainfart.pudgy. Like,
I voted for fart.pudgy immediately. Are you kidding me?
so like whatever I get is like whatever I'll buy as my .pudgy identity.
So one thing I love about Brainfart, anytime he comes to a space, he always has like excellent questions. So I'm going to ask, do you have any questions for Unstoppable Domain Team? Put you on the spot.
Yeah, you put me on the spot, which
He's
is nice.
He's having a brain fart.
It is in the name. I just because like before you came up here, you already asked the question which I had about the emojis and which already got answered. So Yeah, GGs to that. But you guys are doing a really wonderful job, and thank you for the .pudgy initiative and the whole identity thingy. I'm very excited for that, and also hopefully I can participate in like the story telling as well, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, Lisa, what? Remind us again, what's the hashtag you have to tag for the stories?
It's Pudgy UD Stories.
Hashtag Pudgy UD Stories. We could have made it longer, but we decided to go with a short one.
Do you guys have any post about that on Twitter that we can pin to the top of the Jumbotron for people to bookmark?
We do. We'll get you that in the doc.
Awesome.
Yeah, I pinned a couple up to the top talking about the Arctic Ambassador Program and how people can participate and like buy a .pudgy if they want to.
So yeah,
I see you adding that link.
I'll get the UD story one up there too, and we can we can share that one too. I'll pin that one up there as well.
Awesome. So, and both of these programs are linked on the page where you purchase the TLD landing page, the .pudgy URL. I think you guys had that one pinned. So that is a centralized hub that has links out to the Arctic Ambassador Program. And just a plug for that, like where application period closes March 23rd. So we'd love to see you guys. Most of you are already sporting your .pudgies. So sign up and get that badge and access to the VIP chat and more to come in the future.
I love that we already have a .pudgy on stage with her hand raised. One of my favorite penguins. What's up, Kate?
Hey. Hi. I'm reporting in here. I'm getting ready to fill out my name tag. My name is Kate. First name, Kate. Last name, .pudgy. Yeah.
So, you go, yeah. Kate.
Yeah. I'm having a lot of fun with this. So I'm going to be, I don't want to say branding because I don't do any specific thing. I do whatever the hell I want, whenever the hell I want with whoever I want and whatever company I want to promote at the time. So I was going to go to a thing called Synapse Florida tomorrow, but my wife's car is broken. Anywho, have so much fun, and I'm going to interview people. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start interviewing fellow .pudgies. So, and I'm actually thinking I'm going to do a space. Who wants to do a spaces with me? Let's do a .pudgy spaces.
Yeah.
Get it going and find out more about the people. So you guys are all about the internal type of stuff here and the DNS. And I've been all about domain names for a long time. Actually, I had Kate.tv for catch all the excitement. And interviewed lots of people in my lifetime. And that's what I like to do. So it's a lot of fun. I want to bring awareness of pudgy penguins and be able to do. So this could be a way that, you know, people say, do you own a penguin? I'm like, yeah, I guess you're part of the community this way. So I need somebody to design a shirt for me. I'm not a designer or whatever. So I need one of you graphic kind of people to take my little guy there. That's in my profile picture and make me a shirt. I'll put it on my front, my back. Maybe somebody can help me think about it, like first name Kate, last name .pudgy, whatever you can do.
So Kate, you can do that right now with our Unstoppable shop. You can customize with your pudgy. We'll get you some information about that. I do want to do a call out for Kate though. Kate reached out to me in a DM. She did a love note about .pudgy, which I absolutely adored. And I just loved her because she offered to, you know, help and offer to showcase the value. So I just thought, what a great community where people, you know, just reach out to you in a DM and ask you different questions. So that was amazing. I don't know if Fawn.pudgy is on, but she also reached out to me. Awesome. There have been several folks and I love that. So anytime you need something, you know, DM me, I'm here for you and to help you guys out in any way that I possibly can.
My favorite story about Kate, and Kate, this it's kind of like Kate's origin story, is Kate came to our community. Was it from like the first season of Our Toys in Walmart? Like you just kind of fell in love with that, B?
I honestly don't know how I found out.
I can't remember.
It was the toys, but I can't remember who posted it. But I fell in love, and then. I was buying them and I can't remember where I first saw them. It was online somewhere on Twitter. And then I was obsessed with that. I had to find them. And then I yeah, I just went out and just started spreading. And I love giving stuff. And then you were kind enough to, and I won my first little pudgy, which I've since given away. Yeah, I had to pass that little guy on to somebody else and bought the one that you see now. So yeah, and you were part of my origin story. I love, and that's what I like the origin stories of the people and find out about that. So I want to, Sandy, you and I will talk more later or whatever, but like, I really want to go with Love Drops. And I love Love Drops and being able to do stuff. I've been able to give stuff to different people. Although I am having surgery this kind of, yeah, case I could be so excitable. I'm having major surgery this coming Monday. I'm having a major surgery and I'll be,
we're wishing you love, Kate. We love you. Yeah. Everything's going to be good. And you have all our support here.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to shut up now. Later. Bye.
good talking to you, Kate. Yeah, what's up, Mongo?
Don't tell Pee Pee anymore. He's going to steal your story and use it to win a domain. I can already see it in his eyes. I could tell by the timbre of his voice. What's up, Mongo?
Not much. How about yourself?
Doing good. Killing, dude, Mongo, you're actually the first person I thought of whenever Kate said she needed a t-shirt design. You got to help Kate with a t-shirt.
Okay. Dude. I don't know if like anyone knows this, because this was all like behind the scenes. But when we put that together with Alan, it was like a no-brainer when Kate made the video.
Yeah.
Like that she won.
It was incredible.
The best video I've seen in so long.
So what Mungo's talking about, like, we had like this kind of like inner brainstorming session whenever we were kind of like, it's like, who should we get to like go out and do all these toys? And it was Alan Carroll, the first person popping the head. And then whenever we were trying to pick, okay, who won this competition, it was Kate by a mile, just because of the love she showed. And you could tell how genuine she was. But
thank you. I can't wait to hear about more. That's the thing. I'm going to, I got a bunch. I'm going to start dropping them, but I'm going to start putting some in the mail too. So I don't want to make it a job. I just want to continue to make it fun. So
that's what I loved. You know, she did the dot pudgy. We didn't even know she was doing it. She did that dot pudgy love note. And it was, again, spoken from the heart, really cute, really fun. I loved it. So thank you, Kate, for doing that.
You know, I was going to vote for Moose, but I'm definitely voting for Kate now.
I was going to vote for myself, and now it's Kate, honestly. Yeah.
I'm already nervous about the kind of setup and stuff. I'm not a technical person.
You won. You won in my head already.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, Sandy and I appreciate all those badges and stuff, but Kate just wants to go out and say Kate that pudgy, so whatever. So maybe somebody can help me. I'll give you access. I don't care.
I'm voting for agents. Who said that?
Sandy, I got a question for you. Like,
absolutely no one said that, agents.
Dude, I am not voting for agents. Kate's got my vote and my heart. You have all this stuff already going on for dot pudgy holders. What's next for dot pudgy and for Unstoppable and Pudgy Penguins?
Oh, wow. We've got a huge set of things planned out. We're going to do what we call a premium domain drop, which is a drop where we take some of the most sought after digital identities and domains, and we have those featured, you know, ones that you really can't buy today. They're protected. So we're going to do that just to fire up the crowd. And then we're working with our CEO. So Matt is our CEO and founder. Again, I think one of the original pudgy holders. And we are going to be doing something probably in the April timeframe where we'll have a token gated experience so everybody can get their pudgy number. So whatever your pudgy number is, you'd be able token gated to get that pudgy number as well. That's pretty cool. And he being part of the community has helped us pull that together. And then we've got a couple of surprises. You know, I can't tell you everything because that would probably put me in an orange suit. I don't look good in orange. I only look good in pink, you know?
Yeah. So that was one question I had for you, because I looked the other day. I was like, I'm going to try to buy 371 just so I can have my pudgy number. So you're saying that's something coming in the future for pudgy holders?
Yeah, it'll be token gated so you can prove your number. And then once you prove your number, you'll be able to get that. You said 371, 371 dot pudgy. Yeah.
So I absolutely love the fact that it's token gated, because that stops a lot of people trying to jump the gun and get it before everybody else. I've already saw a few people try to do it to agents, and I didn't like it.
I was going to say this is valid for everybody but agent, but you just, you know, you just took
off. Oh, my God. Well, screw, yeah, well, screw that guy. My name is Agents with an S.
Oh, so. Agents, sorry. Agents.
No, no, we're good. We're good.
My friend Marco has 420.e, so yeah. I've owned tons of different extensions in my time, but one that I haven't, that I want to, I didn't even think
Kate,
about that.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What does 420.e mean?
God, Gigi, you stole that one from me.
I don't, well, yeah. Here, well, I want you guys to know that I don't drink, I don't smoke or whatever, but even I know what that is. I know you know
it. Yeah, me anyway. Neither, Kate. Me neither. Yeah, yeah, continue.
Yeah. He wants to, yeah, I know he wants to sell, but one of the names I haven't even tried, and I know people here won't try to do it, but I gave away one of my first domain names in the .tv space. I donated to a local cause who I'm going to drop them some pub drops too, called GIFTS, GIFTS.tv. And I think I want to go get GIFTS.pudgy, right? So I think that would be a good one. Because you know, I'm not about, you know, selling the domain. Anytime I've bought domain names, you know, I've been offered money for them over my lifetime. And if they're a reseller, I don't want to do it. I always want to have a vision or whatever. So I'm going to have to go check that one out. GIFTS.pudgy. There you go.
I'll tell you the number one way to combat. Sandy, are you speaking?
No. Well, Kate, can you DM me your wallet, please? I might have a gift for you.
what is?
What can you just DM? Any wallet that you want me to drop wallet. Drop a gift in for you, or gifts to you?
Thank you. I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Very kind. You're welcome. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Who was I interrupting? Agents?
You're interrupting our hearts because that was the coolest thing ever. Go ahead, agents.
No, now I'm not going to say it because it's going to seem bad after that.
So I got a quick question for you. What role do you see? So you kind of told some stuff coming up. What role do you see .pudgy's playing in the future of like the Pudgy Penguin future / ecosystem, all of that?
Well, you know, I see a couple of things here. You guys have this great emotional connection to your brand, and I see .pudgy really complementing that. You know, it really simplifies entering into the space, having a .pudgy, because now you don't have to type in that long crypto address, that long crypto wallet. Like Kate could just tell me it's Kate.pudgy, and then I could just drop something to her. And I think that makes it more accessible and approachable and friendly for everybody. So I think that helps. You know, you guys know this, but community is family. And I think with some of these badges and the ability to message, you really have that exclusive, warm sense of belonging when you're part of that .pudgy piece as well. It just complements what you guys are already doing. So I think that there's tons of stuff here, but also imagine a world. Now, I was talking to Luca about this. You know, imagine a world where there might be more websites with .pudgy than .com. Wouldn't that be cool? So you would have your pp.pudgy, gifts.pudgy, agents.pudgy, and you could see a lot of those websites. Sorry?
Moose.pudgy.
Yeah, there you go. Moose.pudgy.
And incoming fart.pudgy.
Moosey. Yeah, that's right. Booker.pudgy.
Go on, name all the domains.
Yeah, let me just name them all. So I think that could be a really cool step as well. And then, you know, this is one of the things my daughters want is they love Pudgy World. And so imagine being able to sign in with, you know, Sandy.pudgy into Pudgy World. How cool would that be? And then, you know, the data that you decide to share is shareable there. So I think there's just so many things that we can do together to strengthen what you guys have already started, your own community, your own identity, your own Web3 brand. I just think that it's so complementary to help. What do you guys think about that? Do you like those ideas?
I think it's awesome because it really fits in with Pudgy Penguins as a, you know, lifestyle brand on the digital side, right? The first thing I went to when I was asking about the emails was, man, I could use this as a login too in other places that integrate it. So
yeah. And also it's very forward thinking and future proof as well. If their lifetime, because like the whole idea of my penguin is me insinuates that, hey, like these penguins, like we don't ever plan to like get rid of our profile picture of penguin. So why would we ever want to get rid of, you know, our dot pudgy? So the fact that it sticks with you for life and it's, you know, can use it everywhere you go. I love it.
I have to ask Sandy, maybe a dumb question. Will the token gated domains, will you guys support delegate cash or delegate XYZ?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I don't know that for sure. I'll check on that for you, agents. I'll have to look at that. Not sure. I do want to make an announcement though. Kate, you now have gifts.pudgy that has been dropped to you. So congratulations. So now we can call you Kate.pudgy or gifts.pudgy.
My gosh. I love that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be, it'll be part of the love drop. So thank you so much, Sandy. Really appreciate that. Yeah.
You are welcome.
And it makes perfect sense for her too.
Sandy, what you cooking with the hat? You keep cooking it up.
She's putting the chef's kiss on everything, Gigi.
You got it.
Sandy, what's your pudgy story with that little pudgy? It's a good looking little pudgy.
Yeah, why'd you pick that little?
Yeah.
Well, I love that little. That little was actually purchased, I have to be honest, by Matt, our CEO and founder. And I loved him. First of all, I love pink. You guys probably don't know me well yet, but I always wear pink. If you look at the interviews with Luca, I was wearing pink. You know, at the party, I was wearing pink. So I just love pink. I also love to bake. And so I love the chef's hat because of that as well. And if you look at my second pudgy, which is in my profile picture as well, I picked that one because it's got a lot of personality first. And it's also a girl pudgy. I don't know. I don't know what you guys call them, but I loved it because it was had the little, the little bow on her hair. She's wearing a little karate outfit. She's holding a pudgy and she's got pink stripes and pinks behind her. So you see a theme emerging here. My next pudgy will also be pink as well.
I'm looking at it right now.
And then Sandy got a gift pudgy too. Sandy, your gift pudgy, your Valentine's Day pudgy.
Oh yeah, that's a great story. So so I have the world's greatest husband in the world. I have to say that. And we were talking about the launch and I was like, I want another pudgy. And I found one that I really liked. Anyway, I was talking about it. I guess I talk loud because my husband's office is right across from me. And so for Valentine's Day, he was asking me, you know, what do you want? And I was like, oh, you know, I just love being with you, whatever. And he surprised me. He got so excited. He got a bonus for doing something at work. And what he did with his bonus is he bought me another little pudgy. I thought that was really cool.
You sound like you may have the best husband ever. I need to step my game up. What am I doing?
I have the best husband ever. Because first of all, he's not in this world at all. He's web two, completely web two, does security. So he understood what I was talking about. He got a great pudgy for me and then executed, which I thought was just amazing. Yeah, so a great husband for sure. Always pick a great partner, right?
I love that. Agents, I see your hand up. You are the host. You don't have to do that. But I want to invite other people up to the audience. If you guys have any questions for Unstoppable Domains, what we have coming up in the future, feel free to request. I'll bring you up. Go ahead, agents.
Yeah, Sandy, I have to ask, do you think it was easier for your husband to understand the Pudgy Penguin than maybe something else crypto related? Because I've seen this a lot with people where, you know, they have a spouse who's not into crypto and then they explain the penguins and regardless of, you know, where we want to take Web3 and NFT technology. They see the penguin and they're like, yeah, that's cute. I understand that.
Yeah, I think so. I'll have to tell you the secret. So I got him to set up his wallet, go get crypto, et cetera. We did this before. It took us 2.5 hours to get everything set up. And he's like wicked technical. He's like a chief security architect. So he's not like some lightweight. But it took a long time. But he did get Pudgy super easy. My two daughters get it immediately, of course, because they do Roblox and everything else too. So I think Pudgy's, like I said, is just this great gateway from like normal life into the Web3 world, and you don't even know that you're in the Web3 world as well. I love it.
I love that. I also kind of hidden in there. Your kids instantly get it because of Roblox. And that's, you know, really, that's the Pee-Pee, what'd you say earlier? Future proof, right?
Yeah.
That we hit all those ages. So
very forward thinking. That's one of the
reasons I have this. And I have to tell you, this was so cute. So my daughter, because, you know, we work at home, my husband and I, and my daughters will come in and ask for help with their calculus or whatever. And, they heard me talking about doing the Dot Pudgy launch. I was talking to Lorenzo and I was like, oh my gosh, Lorenzo, I hope my daughters don't leak this news before someone else does, right? Because they overheard me on Friday because they knew we were announcing it. Of course, it was 10 o'clock Paris time, but they called me and they go, can I tell my friends now that Dot Pudgy exists? Like, they were so excited. And we've done some other rocket announcements, like with blockchain.com and Polygon and some other really major Web3 companies. But I've never had my daughters call me to say, can I tell all my friends that you guys launched Dot Pudgy? Isn't that a great story?
Well, it is a great story. And I think, honestly, too, it's just a great domain. Like Dot Pudgy. Even if you're not a penguin, Dot Pudgy is pretty badass, honestly.
Super cool. Yeah, I agree with you. I completely agree with you. Now, I do have a little surprise for everybody listening in. If you guys go out to Unstoppable Domains, I'm going to give you a $20 off coupon. If you haven't gotten your Dot Pudgy, you'll type in the code HUDDLEUP, HUDDLEUP. I'm not going to tweet it out because it's just for you guys on the space. So if you haven't gotten your Pudgy or you have, go out there and type in HUDDLEUP. And you'll get $20 off your next Pudgy. You can even buy a couple of Dot Pudgies if you pick the right ones in there.
Just as I sent out my transaction for...
Who said that?
Brain fart.
So it's all good.
Get another one.
Now you don't need to make the choice, brain fart. You can
now you see why they call them brain fart, right? Brain fart. Love you, brain fart.
Now brain fart gets too.
So Sandy, real quick, that $20 off coupon, how long do they have to claim it? I know it's just for the listeners, but how long do they have?
Yeah, so it's until they're all claimed. So we set out just a few of them. So you guys need to do it right now. Because once they're gone, they're gone. Yep. Once they're gone, they're gone.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm. What's the code one more time? Huddle up.
Huddle up.
All right. Sandy, Lisa, any closing words for the audience here?
Lisa, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. It's been fun chilling with you guys. Definitely have FOMO over your miss party in Paris, but looking forward to syncing up with you guys sooner rather than later. And thank you, everyone, for joining and having us on, and looking forward to hearing all of your Pudgy stories.
And we are going to be in ETH Denver. Look for it's a small little get together on Saturday night. So if you are in Denver, be on the lookout for that.
Oh yeah, so, I want to know about that. Are you there, PP?
I decided last minute I'm flying in. I got the Paris FOMO, but flying in for that.
Ooh, because I know I'm gonna be speaking now on Friday and then Saturday, and so I'm actually coming in now too. So I would love to know about that on Saturday. So I'll check that out.
Keep you posted. I know it should be coming shortly. So it's just a small get together. I'll save the details for the post. So look out for that.
Okay, great. Okay. Okay. And my last words are just, you know, thank you guys all and the Pudgy community for, you know, embracing .Pudgy, embracing the UD family. We really appreciate that. Hopefully you see the value. We like to listen a lot. So if you guys have other things you want to see from us or you want us to do, you know, my DMs are always open. You DM me or reach out on Instagram or, you know, I think I'm on Telegram, Instagram, Signal, WhatsApp, you name it, I'm there. So reach out to me. We really do want to see what else you guys are looking for, what you'd like us to do. And if you have great ideas, let us know. We love you guys very much.
Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for the upcoming free claim for the Pudgy holders. I think that's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Pee-Pee, any last words?
Sorry, I was muted. I'm not sure what I'm doing. I don't have anything.
I told you he was 19.
No. Why? That's, cut that out.
Okay.
We opened with that. I'm host. Yeah, that's what I thought. Hey, is you try slide? You cut it to the budget.
Everybody now, Pudgy Penguin.